North Carolina and Georgia have taken very different paths in responding to COVID-19. Lake Chetoug is a man-made lake. It straddles the line between Georgia and North Carolina in Towns County and Clay County, respectively.
It's really gotten busy this week.
That's Dwayne Phillips. He owns Lake Chetoug Boat Marine. He says this season has already been especially busy despite COVID-19.
There's nothing like being on the lake. You know, as for me, I don't want to go to a concert or to a theme park or somewhere where there's a lot of people yet.
His business has been practicing social distancing and additional sanitation to keep safe. Many customers are from Atlanta and Florida.
There are a lot of people that come to our area from a lot of the hotspots. In fact, that is why I'm cautious.
Candace Lee is the president of the Lake Chetoug Chamber of Commerce. She says that in the summer, the town's county population more than doubles. Lee says visitors have been at the lake since spring break in March, when the stay-at-home order was still in effect.
It was a big surprise. We were all sheltering at home, but they weren't.
Both sides of the lake have been impacted by COVID-19. While the western tip of North Carolina has been a local hotspot for the virus, District 2, the Georgia Health District that Towns County is a part of, is now a regional hotspot.
We have 13 counties in our district, and we do border both North Carolina and South Carolina.
That's Dave Palmer, Public Information Officer for District 2. He's located in Gainesville and Hall County, where there have been over 2,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 40 deaths. Gainesville is just over an hour away from Lake Chetoug. He has this advice over the holiday weekend.
We would encourage people to enjoy outdoor activities, but to remain vigilant and to keep your distance from other people.
Rain is in the forecast for this Memorial Day weekend, something that might make it easier to social distance. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.